This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, a great day, great in the sense of consequential. It's a day we've all been waiting for, where the American people are going to be sending a message. They're waiting in lines. Many Americans, about 42 million, have already voted. And people are looking at a record participation rate in these midterm elections. So what's the message that the American people are likely to send? And what is that message going to mean for our country's immediate future? It's a pleasure to be able to talk about that with Henry Olson, who is a columnist for the Washington Post. He is also a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, one of the fine conservative-based think tanks in Washington, D.C. Henry, first of all, do you share the prediction that they now have a summary of the betting questions, and the betting odds are 70% probability that the Republicans take control of the Senate? Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. If anything, it's still a little bit low. I would put it more like 85 to 90%.
And what percent would you put for the Republicans taking the House?
100.
That's a dangerous thing, but yes, they only need to gain 5 seats. And if you were picking a number of seats that the Republicans would actually gain, that would be...
I'm picking 33 right now, anywhere between like 28 and 42, I think, would be a reasonable range to expect. It's going to be a good night for Team Red.
Right. And do you think that a lot of this, including some of the key races for governor, like Arizona, is going to be settled by tomorrow morning? Or is this one of those elections that will leave doubts in many key races for maybe even a couple of weeks?
No, it's going to depend on the state, because voting is regulated by state, not by the federal government, and different states have different rules. Places like Arizona or California or Washington that have the ability to count ballots late, very close races, meaning races that are within 2 to 4 points as of 2 a.m. local time this morning, may not be known for a week or more. Most places don't have those provisions, so most places we will know who won, even if it's very close, unless it's excruciatingly close. You know, like there's always a few House races within 100 or 150 votes, and those we won't know until the final ballots, called provisional ballots, are tallied. But most races we'll know by 2 a.m. local time.
What about this current flurry of lawsuits, and it's on both sides now, by the Democratic side and the Republican side, about undated mail ballots in Pennsylvania? And I think they've enumerated, there are about 7,000 of them they've counted so far, which certainly could be enough in a very close election to make a difference. And the question is, in the ballot that you sent in that arrived in the voting office in time by the end of election day, your vote is disqualified if you didn't put the date on the outside of the envelope. Can you see this being sort of the equivalent of hanging chads and hanging over uncertainty, the very, very close Senate race between Fetterman and Oz?
Well, certainly, this is a conflict. The Pennsylvania law is clear that for a vote to be counted, you must they have a double ballot system. You cast your double envelope system. You cast your ballot, you put it inside one envelope, And then you put that envelope inside another that you sign and date. The law is very clear. You must both sign and date it for it to be counted. Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which I might add is controlled by Democrats, ruled that that law should stand against Democratic lawsuits saying to waive it in favor of federal civil rights law. And the Democrats are now suing in federal court to overturn their own party-controlled state Supreme Court's decision. So this is going to matter if the number of disqualified mail ballots exceeds the number of votes that Dr. Oz wins by, assuming that Dr. Oz wins. And the reason why we're assuming that the mail ballots will hurt Fetterman is because over 70% of the mail ballots were cast by registered Democrats. So there's a massive Fetterman edge from the mail ballot vote. But you know, say Oz wins by 50,000 votes. I don't think anyone's saying there are 50,000 undated ballots. 50,000 votes will be less than 1%, but it's going to require a really close race for this to determine the outcome.
In terms of the outcome, and you're looking at somewhere in the low 30s or maybe even up past 40 seats that the Republicans would gain, one of the arguments that I think is not a ridiculous argument is the Republicans might be better off winning a thinner margin because it wouldn't make them overconfident. We have a lot of history with John Boehner coming in as Speaker, and then when Newt Gingrich came in as Speaker in 1994, that he'd won 55 seats to take over the House, and that was considered a big mandate. And as a result, the Republicans overplayed their hands and set Clinton up for re-election. Do you think there's a danger of that? I mean, I know there's already been talk about impeaching President Biden right away with Jim Jordan as chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Do you think that that danger could be tamped down if the election ends up being by a closer margin than 30 seats?
Yeah, I do think the closer it is, the more ability cooler heads will have to persuade people not to jump off the ledge with base-pleasing but ultimately futile efforts. You know, Joe Biden's not going to be removed from office, okay? You know, maybe the House, if it wanted to go through a partisan fit of pique, could impeach him, but you're not going to get two-thirds in the Senate to convict Joe Biden, absent something that nobody even has any idea of right now. So, you know, McCarthy has said that impeachment is not going to be politically driven. I think that's code for we're not going to do it. I think the smaller the margin, the stronger leverage he has. But the big issue is if they have a large margin, do they keep their heads about them or they do the same crazy stuff that Democrats and Republicans have done in prior midterms, where they misinterpret a midterm verdict, which is against the party in power, as instead an affirmation of the party out of power. If they misinterpret it, then they can screw up in all many number of ways. But if they don't, they can actually set themselves up for a good 2024.
Is Lee Zeldin going to be the next governor of New York?
You know, that's the question I get asked more than anything else today. I'm not going to bet against a Democrat in the state of New York. You're talking about a state that is not just Democratic, but deep Democratic, over 20 points Democratic. I think that the likeliest outcome is Zeldin loses by an historically close amount of time margin, but I wouldn't put it past him to win.
And it would certainly be satisfying if he did. That's Henry Olson, Are you going to stay up through the night waiting for everything to be settled?
Waiting. I live tweet starting at 6 o'clock. So my Twitter handle is at Henry Olson. That's OLSENEPTC. And from 6 o'clock until probably 2 in the morning, I will be going through county and town level returns saying who's winning, why X and Y is up, why this early return is good. So follow me if you want that.
Yeah, but he is not checking the dates on the outside envelopes in Pennsylvania. Not yet, in any event. Henry Olson, always a pleasure speaking with you, Henry, and Godspeed to all of us. Coming up, there are voters in five states who are deciding on recreational marijuana. Really? I'll tell you where, coming up. How long should kids have to stay in a dangerous or failing school? In Washington, thousands of kids are assigned to chronically failing schools because they live in the wrong zip code. Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. If your child is stuck in a school that isn't helping them fulfill their full potential, shouldn't you have the right to find the educational environment that can? The purpose of public education is to educate children, not to maintain a specific delivery system. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Okay, the time back east is 4:20. So what happens at 4:20? Pot news, of course. Voters in five states are deciding on Election Day, that would be today, whether to approve recreational marijuana a move that would signal a major shift toward legalization in even the most conservative parts of the country. The proposals are on the ballot in Arkansas, Maryland, Missouri, North Dakota, and South Dakota. And they follow moves by President Joe Biden toward decriminalizing marijuana. What he did was he pardoned people who had been convicted on federal marijuana charges. This, by the way, did not mean opening up our jails for thousands of offenders, because there weren't. There are very, very few people. Some people said zero in federal penitentiaries who were held solely on marijuana charges. It simply changed people's record. It gave them a clear record when they received those pardons. In any event, Biden is clearly leaning toward legalized pot. This is supposed to be a big issue for Democrats, and that'll be tested. Where South Dakota, two of the strongest Republican candidates in the country are running statewide in South Dakota. That would be Senator John Thune, who was, last I checked, about 30 points ahead, and the governor, Kristi Noem, who is a presidential possibility, is about 20 points ahead. So if those strong conservative Republicans, I can't imagine that either of them favor a proposal in South Dakota to legalize pot, but we will see. We will follow. There is now, according to MarketWatch.com, the Republican Party's prospects in today's midterm elections have been continuing to climb this autumn, with betting market predicted now giving the GOP more than a 70% chance for taking control of the U.S. Senate away from Democrats. Republicans reached a 76% chance of winning the Senate last Thursday, and they were at 74% as of yesterday, according to predicted data. And this is actually people who are betting on the outcome. Democrats had been enjoying an edge over the GOP throughout August and September, but that advantage went away in the second week of October. Broadly speaking, Democrats' momentum from summer has largely leveled off, with voters increasingly focused on Republican issues such as the economy, inflation, and crime, at the expense of Democrats' agenda items, including Roe v. Wade and guns, according to recent polls. So said Benjamin Salisbury, who's director of research at Height Capital Markets, in a recent note. Other political betting sites joined predicted in favoring Republicans, with Smarkets giving the GOP a 70% chance even for winning the Senate. To be sure, some forecasts give Democrats better odds for maintaining their grip on the 50-50 Senate. A 538 model gives only a 59% chance for that chamber of Congress flipping red. What this all comes down to, and you should keep this in mind when you're betting on this and watching it tonight, when you're participating in basically digesting the elections and what's happening. The Senate comes down to three crucial races. Some people say four. And if it's four races, the Democrats need to win either all four or three out of the four, because most of them are for seats that the Democrats hold now. And if they don't win three out of four, they really have no chance of gaining ground at all. The states that are involved are Georgia and Pennsylvania and Nevada. Those are all very close states and very crucial states, and Arizona. And in three of those four, in all of them except for Pennsylvania, where it's an open seat because Senator Toomey, the Republican, is retiring, the other three seats are Democrat seats. So if the Democrats win two of those, and the Republicans win two others, there's no basic gain for the Democratic Party. And, of course, they would like it to be more than 50-50, though they would accept 50-50. Increasingly, there is less and less a chance that they will get to that level. By the way, breaking election news, hang on to your seats. Guam has elected a GOP House delegate. It's a non-voting delegate. For the first time in 30 years. Before Tuesday, Guam had only one elected ever Republican congressional delegate, James Moylan. Here, just one over Democrat Judith Juan Pott, 52.19% to 47.15%, according to unofficial election results from the Guam Election Commission. And by the way, if you're a single issue voter and you're only concerned about these recreational pot initiatives in Arkansas and South Dakota and Maryland and elsewhere, if you're a single issue voter on pot, don't forget the election is this Thursday. Okay? And then you'll be fine. Here is a Todd in Seattle wrote an email saying, Michael, your compassion for the GOP is blinding you. Seriously, you need someone to spell out the parallels between Trump MAGA and 1930s Germany? It is obvious. Fascism starts somewhere and starts small, like now, but can easily grow into something horrible. Misinformation, instilling fear, giving a voice to the most horrible people in this country. This is all happening and getting worse. Wake up, bro. Stop denying the obvious. This stuff needs to be stopped. Okay, how exactly, Todd, do you expect to stop it other than by voting? And the difference between this stuff and 1930s Germany is that Germany had no functioning tradition of democratic governance. Basically, it had gone directly from a Kaiser-dominated government and military government to the Weimar Republic, which was very shaky at best. We are better than that in America, and we have a system that generally does work. I think it'll work again today and tomorrow. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some states allow residents to register to vote on Election Day. This includes California, Colorado, Iowa, Maryland, Virginia, Nevada, and Wisconsin. Several of those states have key governor and Senate races Tuesday. The Justice Department is sending Civil Rights Division and U.S. Attorney's Office officials to monitor polls in 64 jurisdictions across the country. Florida Secretary of State Cord Byrd says they're welcome to remain outside polling places, but federal observers aren't welcome inside.
It's not uncommon for DOJ to send monitors and want to come and observe the elections, but outside, not inside the polling place, unless they have a specific agreement.
As polls close across the country, keep it right here to USA Radio News for all your election results. We are USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You're a hypocrite, and you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
You're listening to the Michael Medved Show.
And talking about the fascism and the dangers of fascism and the dangers of Nazism and how this is just like Hitler, we do live in a moment, and we've talked about this before. I wrote about this before. It was the column I did this week in our newsletter about, yes, there is a rise in anti-Semitism in this country, but unlike the 1930s, none of the major parties, neither of the major parties, really has a serious hint of anti-Semitism. You could say that there is some, certainly, in the squad from people like Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, but they are not even deeply influential in the Democratic Party. And most of the people who are warning about fascism and the similarities to Hitler, and there is a piece today by Paul Krugman about how we're going the way of Viktor Orban, the idea that all of that is going on, and that was part of Trump's appeal, it doesn't work when you have a daughter who is a pretty serious convert to Judaism. It doesn't work when you really are a very committed supporter of Israel and somebody who has worked closely with the previous Israeli government, which was Benjamin Netanyahu, who is going to be the incoming Israeli government as well. The idea that Nazism could have existed or become what it did or murdered as many people as it did without anti-Semitism is missing a very key element in that entire recipe, that hideous recipe for poison and toxin and disaster that was part of Germany. This email came in from John in California. He says, while Michael's opinion piece had a lot of good factual info on various libels against Jews, I don't agree that the rise in open anti-Semitism is rooted in the current tendency toward paranoid conspiracy thinking on the right. I think the root is simpler. In this age of everyone having media and internet parading the relative insulation from bad economic conditions enjoyed by the coastal and other elites, it is easy for those at the low end to be angry. Combine their prominent economic success and often identifiably Jewish names, they are one of the easiest groups to target. Very often the people who are making the most outrageous anti-Semitic statements are billionaires. Doesn't Ye, otherwise known as Kanye West, claim to be a billionaire? And not only that, he works in an industry, and in fact, that's part of what he claims. And this is the same thing for Kyrie Irving. He makes, what, $4.5 million a year? I think more than that, maybe, for playing basketball and for endorsing various products. He doesn't have much of a chance continuing with that. And the idea that anti-Semitism is something that even, again, going back to the Nazi era, that it only appealed to the working classes, to the less educated classes. One of the striking things about Hitlerism was that even though he was looked down upon by some German aristocrats, people who had aristocratic titles and were extraordinarily wealthy, there were certainly enough big business leaders and established political leaders who thought they could use Hitler in their own behalf, and so certainly failed to take any stand against the anti-Semitism that was continuing there. And the point about this is that the Nazi propaganda, if you read Mein Kampf, which is not an experience I would recommend, there are better ways to spend your time generally than reading Mein Kampf, but it's a big conspiracy theory. That's what it is. It's based on the idea that there is this secret cabal of Jewish people to take over everything. And obviously the tendency to spread conspiracy theories on the internet and to make those beliefs available to people. I mean, for goodness sake, there is now a new survey, and it's done by a professor at University of California, Davis, who says that among people who identify themselves as MAGA Republicans, and it's about a third of the Republican Party, there was yet another survey that came out that showed that by a ratio of 2-1, this is an NBC poll, asked of Republicans, do you consider yourself to be more of a supporter of Donald Trump or more of a supporter of the Republican Party? Result, more a supporter of the GOP, 62%. More supportive of Donald Trump personally, 30%. So that NBC poll confirms the research that was done by this professor at University of California, Davis, who came out with the idea that about a third of people in the Republican Party were hardcore MAGA people who were for Trump all the way. And what it came out with, which was that those people believed QAnon assumptions, that there was a blood-drinking cabal of internationally wealthy and influential people who were undermining the United States and undermining our democracy. And of the people who identified them as primarily MAGA Republicans, people who are primarily loyal to Trump, about a third of the party. Among those people, the majority actually assume that they at least somewhat agreed with the story by QAnon. With this kind of stuff running rampant, with the obsession of trying to win elections by impeaching the other side, by going after the other side, by having a new investigation of Hunter Biden, and making this a priority rather than addressing the stuff that people care about, which has to do with inflation and the economy and certainly crime and homelessness and basically improving the standard of living for most Americans, that that idea of being involved with conspiracy theories, and by the way, the suspicion of the election, the idea that there was Dominion voting and that the voting machines were rigged to discredit votes for different Republicans across the country. Basically, it was only claimed that it happened with Trump. Because recall that in which, again, if you look at Trump losing in Georgia, and then the when they did the runoff elections in Georgia, which was in December 6th, the same year runoff elections are going to be this year, same date. When it was a month after the election, they did the runoff elections in Georgia, and guess what? Republicans lost the state in those two other elections twice. So was that also a rigged election? Sort of an interesting question. There is a poll featured on CBS. How many people in this country think that things in America are going badly? 73%. And another poll on NBC. The 47% of all voters say they want a great deal of change in direction from the way that Joe Biden has been leading the country. That's higher than what the poll showed for the first midterms for Trump, 44% for Barack Obama, 41% for Bill Clinton, 36%. And all three of those presidents who had better ratings than Biden got wiped in their midterms. Is that coming up? We'll talk. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
Okay, I've got good news and better news. How about that on Election Day? The good news is a clarification that was just released by the Board of Supervisors in Maricopa County, Arizona. Remember, there had been reports that some 20% of the voting machines were malfunctioning, and that in the largest county in Arizona, where the bulk of the state's population is located, it's Phoenix. In any event, the Board of Supervisors just issued a, oh, never mind, this was all a matter of the machines being on the wrong printer settings. Now, that's the kind of thing I do at home all the time, but to have this done by, yeah, I mean, you've got to fire some of those interns there, or whoever you're going to blame it on. The, quote, Board of Supervisors identified the solution for the tabulation issues at our vote centers. County technicians have changed the printer settings. Hallelujah! Which seems to have resolved the issue. Maricopa County has identified the solution for the tabulation issues at about 60 vote centers. This solution has worked at 17 locations, and technicians have been deployed throughout the county. They are now working to resolve the issue at the remaining locations. Okay, I think this is good news. I don't think it helps one side or another. It helps everyone in Arizona. And especially given the very close elections there for governor with Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs, the Carrie and Katie show, and the election for U.S. Senate for between Kelly and Blake Masters. Very glad that this has been settled. There's also this just released by National Public Radio. There are currently no credible threats to interfere with the election, experts say. Okay, you want to distrust the experts? Okay, but this is actually people from the Department of Homeland Security. Listen, election security officials are keeping a close watch on any disruptions to voting and attempts to influence voters. So far, there is nothing to worry about, they say. in the first of three planned media briefings, a senior official from the Department of Homeland Security cyber agency, CISA, told reporters there is still no credible or specific threat to disrupt the U.S. election infrastructure. That means there's no reason to believe any outsider, whether a nation state or a criminal or some malevolent conspiracy, I just added that, will have a negative impact on anyone's ability to vote or have their vote counted. When asked to compare this election to previous elections, the official said cyber activity was perhaps quieter. While foreign influence operations or attempts to sway public opinion on social media, for example, were still going strong. The Department of Justice has also announced it will be monitoring polls in 24 states. Meanwhile, President Biden wrapped up his campaign on certainly something a little bit less than a triumphal note. He had some words for a heckler who was leaning down and shouting at the president from the balcony. This was at Bowie State University in Bowie State, Maryland. In Bowie, Maryland. It's a historically black college and university, HBCU school. Here is Biden confronting the balcony-bound heckler. Listen.
Hey, man. Don't jump. You look crazy enough to jump. Don't jump. Don't jump. Look. And we're coming. And we're coming to make sure that $35 a month is for everybody. By the way, starts in January. Look, folks. We got to make things affordable for people. We got to make sure we're making big investments. Ever to deal with the climate crisis. You know, the MAGA Republicans and that guy up on the balcony there threatening to jump. They don't understand we have a climate crisis.
Okay, I'm not sure what... Jeremy, what were they chanting? I don't know. It wasn't Let's Go Brandon. It was may have been Let's Go Joe. He also told the people at Bowie State University, remember, in reference to funding for historically black colleges and universities, he said this, and it's probably counts as a gaffe. Listen. $4
I put in the budget for HBCUs. You know why? HBCUs don't have the endowments other have, but guess what? You're just as smart, you're just as bright, you're just as good as any college in America.
You're just, okay. As if somebody had said something different. Despite the fact that they don't have such large endowments. And this is also, this is a flashback. Remember, this is a time ago when he said to a large crowd that poor kids were just as smart as white kids. Listen.
We should challenge these students. We should challenge students in these schools to have advanced placement programs in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. No, I really mean it, but think how we think about it.
Okay, when you say poor kids are just as smart as white kids, isn't that an assumption that poor kids are not white? The majority of poor people in the country are white. The largest group, the plurality of poor people in the country are white. I'm much better at making a closing argument. Lee Zeldin, congressman from Long Island, the Republican nominee for governor of New York. Yes, he has a long shot chance at actually winning this election for governor of New York. His closing pitch to New Yorkers. Listen.
Tomorrow, voters go to the polls. And all across this state, New Yorkers of all walks of life, with a breaking point in this state and a passion and a desire to save this state, head to the polls to be able to change the course of New York. This current direction does not work. Kathy Hochul is not getting this job done. I look forward to doing everything I can to make the streets of New York safer, to make our subways safer.
And certainly he has been effectively focused on the issue of crime. Lee Zeldin is somebody who served four terms in the Congress of the United States. Is not exactly a political outsider, but when you are a Republican in today's New York, you're kind of by definition an outsider in Albany and in running for governor. The idea of the Trumpian outsiders, some of the big names in this election, people like Carrie Lake, who was a celebrity because she was a TV anchorwoman, people like Herschel Walker, who is now considered a favorite to actually win the election for Senate in Georgia. Herschel Walker was a Heisman Trophy winning football player. Is a great, great football player, a celebrity. Mehmet Oz was a celebrity candidate, is a celebrity candidate, a television celebrity, and certainly well-known as a TV surgeon, featured frequently on The Oprah Show. So these Trumpian candidates, who were outsiders, a collection of celebrities, Republicans are doubling down on Trumpism, says Daniel McCarthy in the New York Times. And he says it's working. And we'll see in this campaign just how well it works, where people are not looking for deep political experience. They're looking for the opposite of Joe Biden, which is what it seems like. Joe Biden is somebody who says, well, I'm from the center, and I have been in the federal government since the earth cooled. I mean, really, really, since 1972, I believe Biden was first elected. That's a very long time. So what is the advantage of the celebrity outsider fascination that the Republican Party seems to have invested in? And they are about to collect on their investment. We'll talk about that with Daniel McCarthy coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.